It's episode 20 of Chefs on the Pass, the Craft Guild of Chefs official podcast. Let's go! And today we're shining the spotlight firmly on front of house. I'm joined by John Holden, hospitality educator, industry advocate and chair of the newly launched Front of House Craft Guild. We chat about how a phone call on a hotel balcony turned into the chance to help shape something completely new, why Front of House has long deserved its own professional body, and what this means for pride, progression and professionalism across the industry. John brings huge passion, clarity and a real sense of purpose to this conversation, so make sure you hit that subscribe button and come right on in. Hello and welcome to Chefs on the Pass, the Craft Guild of Chefs official podcast, hosted as ever by me, Phil Street. Now then, 26 is upon us, and well, it seems it might be time for change in the Craft Guild of Chefs, because we are welcoming a new addition to the future of the Guild. I'm not going to say anything more than that at this stage, other than to welcome to the show none other than John Holden.
Hi Phil, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Very well. Busy, but you'll find out why, but yes.
Yes, I wonder why that could be.
So yeah, I'm going to say it. We have launched a front of house craft guild. So it's quite humbling and honouring to be asked to launch this. It's a big thing, and it's for all those front of house professionals out there, whether they're baristas, front of house concierge, reception, restaurant workers, housekeeping, front of house managers. It's for them, and that's what we're doing it for.
Fantastic. Great stuff. Well, I remember actually having a conversation off microphone with Mark about this a long time ago, actually, and him mentioning that this was on the radar as something to do down the line. We've obviously gotten down the line now, and here we are. So it's wonderful to see ideas coming to life. We'll get into this in a lot more depth as the conversation goes. But first of all, I kind of just want to take, for the people out there who don't really know who you are, what you've done in your career to this point, perhaps you could just give us a kind of a snapshot of you, really, and your involvement in hospitality.
Yeah, I've been in hospitality since I was 16. I'm just post 50 now, so I'll leave that to say how many years I've been in hospitality. But yeah, hospitality has been my game. I've always been in hospitality. I've had my own businesses in hospitality, still do have my own business in hospitality. So for the last 20 years, I've taught hospitality in colleges. However, again, still gone out and helped friends and colleagues in their quest to get their front of house organized, sorted, and work with them and work on the bars for them, work at events for them, run events for them. So yeah, it's been my game and it always will be.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have known each other for a couple of years now. I would classify you as a walking example of what is possible in this industry, because you, and this is meant as a compliment, so please do take it that way, is that you've dipped your head into quite a lot of different things. And that, to me, is one of the most glorious parts of this industry, is that it can, allow you to follow your energy with it as well, in terms of the stuff that drives you. You've had some time in lecturing, you've had some time running your own business, you've had time in operations, you've kind of walked it a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously I started bridging the skills gap and to try and get the youngsters into the industry, and what was the problem. And I worked with many great people who have come on board with this front of house craft guild. But yeah, it's a great industry, and to see where some of my learners have got, and some of the people that I work with, it's just amazing, and I'll be forever grateful for that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to just say on behalf of hospitality, I think hospitality is grateful for you as well, because you're an elevator of things, of people, of the industry itself. I remember you and I connected over the Bridging the Skills Gap, and what a phenomenon it was at the time, just in terms of the level of effort. You seem to enjoy being a busy chap. It does seem to be that way.
Yeah.
but in terms of what that does, that did exactly what it said on the tin. You were bridging the gap, but also then critically getting people out to experience the actual work, as well as the principle and theory that they might learn in the classroom. Yeah,
very much so, very much so. And some of my learners have gone on to work at Henrock, they've gone on to work at the Gilpin. I've got some learners going to Longclume in February. I've got some other learners going down to the Royal Lancaster, you know, to the amazing Sally Beck. And yeah, you know, to keep supporting the industry and getting those people into industry is my main focus, you know.
Yeah.
And to be able to take this on board now and to really highlight the front of house concept and professionalism and profession is just an honor that I couldn't refuse, really.
Yeah. Well, I was casting my mind into your mind, really, as somebody who likes to keep busy. I'd imagine you just woke up one morning, did you, and just said, you know what, I'm busy, but I'm not busy enough.
No. So basically, this all started was I was actually sat in Lanzarote on my
on my
hotel balcony. And my phone was going, and I looked down, and it was Andrew Green from the Craft Guild of Chefs. So I just put the phone up calmly, and I said, "Oh, Mr. Green, how can I help?" He said, "Oh, I hope I'm not bothering you." I said, No. I said, "I'm just here sunning myself in Lanzarote." But and I won't say the words he repeated because we're live on air. But you know, it was something to the tune of, "Oh my gosh, you're on holiday. I can't believe that you picked up the phone." And I was like, "Well, yes, I did. And so how can I help?" So he came up with this aspect that they'd asked a few people, that there was a person that was going to take it on, but they'd become too busy and unfortunately couldn't carry on with it. And that my name had been mentioned by two or three of the committee members. And so he phoned me up to ask, would I be willing and to take on and set up a front of house craft guild? It wasn't that name then. It was just a front of house section of the Craft Guild of Chefs.
Yep.
And he said, have a think about it. I'll give you a call next week. I said, right, Andrew. I said, yes and yes, and I'll speak to you next week. And he was like, oh, does that mean you're accepting? I was like, yes and yes. And he was like, oh, that took a long time.
Twist that arm.
Yeah. And so that was it. And then the following week, we had a full sit-down conversation over Zoom. And, you know, that's when it was the ultimate aspect was started. And that's where I clarified, because I came home and I said, did he just ask me to set up a front of house guild? You know, I was sat there and I was like, I think I've just been asked to be a chair. I don't know. A lot of questions then came into my mind. And so the following week I was saying, so you're asking me to lead and chair it? And he was like, yes, you accepted. I said, no, I know I accepted. I'm just double checking what you want me to do.
Yeah. So are you one of these people then that that you get, you get wide-eyed by the prospect of something and you just go, yeah, let's do it. And then your brain goes, well, hang on a minute. What does that actually mean?
Yes, I do get wide-eyed. I don't think my brain goes into sort of like a stutter. I think my brain just goes, right, you've got to do this now. You've said yes, so yep, let's rock and roll with it. And then my brain starts going at 1,000 miles an hour. Right. Okay. How are we going to do this? What are we going to do? Who's going to take this part? Who's going to do that? Who's going to cover that? And, you know, I was all over the place for that week and had masses of notes. And my wife's like, "What are you doing? You're on holiday. Chill." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm just making a few notes.
This is me chilling.
Yeah, just making a few notes about certain things. You're not at work now, John. No. I know. I'm just doing this. I'm just playing a game on my phone as I'm typing. You know. So yeah, it was. An interesting start and an interesting conversation.
Yeah, no doubt. So I did make a question to ask you. Did it catch you by surprise? I mean, to take the call on a balcony in Lanzarote, probably the answer to that question is yes, it did.
100%, 100%. And never in a month of Sundays would I have thought that, you know, I would have been that person to be asked, you know, to head up and chair and hopefully get this aspect off the ground for front of house. Never in a month of Sundays.
Yeah. So what part of you in that moment, given the fact that you are on holiday trying to switch off, etc., what part of you just went, yeah, I have to do this?
I think it was a split second epiphany that, you know, I am a great believer in front of house. I feel I am, and I hope people see me as a great ambassador for front of house, and that we need this. You know, the profession, the industry, the front of house profession needs something to have an association. Yes, we have the great IOH, but, you know, to have something that is purely for front of house and is relevant to those people that work front of house and that will have that sort of like support mechanism in place for front of house people, I think will only just push the profession to be that recognized professional body and profession that it should be. Whereas at the moment, yes, we are recognized, but we don't have anything to say. You know, we don't have a body. We don't have a craft guild of chefs, a membership concept that is there for many different reasons and many different concepts.
Yeah, and let's be frank. I mean, you know, there is not one section that works without the other as well, no. Right? I mean, like, you cannot have a world-class kitchen without a world-class front of house team as
well. Very true. And, you know, and I will be 100%, whether I'm chair for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever the case of this body, I will always be forever grateful for that opportunity that the Craft Guild of Chefs have given me to show our side of the industry to the profession that it is.
Mm. Yeah. So you got back off holiday.
Yeah.
Your brain was motoring along at a million miles an hour with all these ideas. That initial conversation with Andrew, what was there a part of you that went, oh God, what have I done? Because I'm in now, as you say, you're a man of integrity. You've said yes. You know, so was there any part of you that went, oh, this is one, a hugely exciting opportunity, but two, pretty daunting as well?
Yeah, it is pretty daunting. And to be fair, I had, I would say, 3/4 of the committee's names down before I'd left Lanzarote.
Right.
And I'd already started sending emails and WhatsApp messages out to different people and saying, how do you fancy? What do you think? You know, and then I was off that following week, so I even went out to see them and say, you know, do you fancy joining me? You know, and all of them have said yes. So yeah, it's been great to get these amazing people on board for a journey that is just going to be even more amazing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of the people then. So you were given kind of carte blanche, really, to go after the committee members that you saw would be appropriate to help you with the objective.
Yeah, and that's what, within my first meeting with Andrew, I said, are you telling me who I'm having, or am I allowed to say who I want? And he said, this is your committee. This is your, you know, domain. You choose, you know. And I had that conversation again with Mark as well. And he was like, no, he says, you know, we trust you to do, we've asked you to do this. We're trusting you to put the right people in the right place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was great. It was great to be able to say yes. And it wasn't, I would say, one of those things that I immediately went for all the big players, so to speak. I tried to get a quite an eclectic and quite a cross-section of people from the industry. Some of the names might not have ever been heard before, whereas some of them, yes, they would have done, because they've done very good things in their careers to date. So yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever put a committee together before in my life. Where do you get started?
I think you start off and look at people's strengths. I think you start off and look at what their history and what they've done, you know, and how well they are linked within the field that they're in. And that's what I did. So I started off obviously thinking, who's going to be my vice chair? Who am I going to choose? What am I going to do? And immediately, to my mind, Peter Avis came to the forefront. You know, he's a great advocate for front of house. He's a great motivator. He's got lots and lots of different strengths and connections with industry. And so that was my first call, and to ask Peter to be my vice chair, to which I'm very grateful for him that he said yes. And, you know, and I think it was, that's when it was the point that it was, we agreed that we need to re-emphasize the importance of front of house, you know. And then I looked at the Craft Guild of Chefs and their layout and their structure, And I just then started to put people's names by those aspects.
Right.
And so we've got a young man called Zach Wolf, who was one of my ex-students, but he's done really well for himself. He runs a pub restaurant up in Cheadle, up near Stockport in Manchester. He's gone through the World Skills Programme. He's gone into high end. He's worked at the French. He's worked at TAST. But then he's come back into the industry and sort of like reshaped himself to be an amazing general manager for a pub restaurant. So I thought it'd be ideal for him to showcase his skills and his knowledge of restaurants. So he's sort of like looks after my restaurant section of that kind of thing. I've got Simona Fedorova and Liz Vakor, who obviously have both done the Golden Scholarship. They're both backgrounds of World Skills. And because of their competition background and their success, they're my competition organisers and looking at that aspect of the field. I have the wonderful Rahaze Rose Bristow, who has come on board and is going to represent Scotland and the Independent Hoteliers.
I mean, that's not a bad name to get on board for sure.
No, she's amazing. She is absolutely amazing. And I've worked with Rahaze for a number of years through Bridging the Skills Gap and other projects that we've been on together. And her passion, her drive, her motivation for hospitality and the front of house, it just shines through. I've got a young lady called Emily Jones. She's in Jersey, and another young lady called Lauren. She works at Rookery Hall in Crewe. And they are our youth ambassadors. They're quite young. They've got a lot of passion, a lot of drive for the industry. And it's, you know, so they're my youth ambassadors. Ben Sutton from Leonardo Hotels down on the coast. He's looking after the hotel side. And then I have Tim, who you know very well.
Yep.
Tim Andrews, and he's looking after our social media and comms aspect. I've got a young gentleman called John Starnes from North Warwickshire and Hinckley College. So he's looking after the education section with a young lady called Vicky Mulqueen from my college at Cheshire College. And then Kate Bowden from Loughborough College is our social secretary.
Right, yeah.
So the broad cross-section of people, like I say, some names that you might have heard of, some names you will have heard of, some names you probably wouldn't have heard of, but you know, they've got their strengths where they can bring to the fold, really.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So talk to me then about day one, when you've got the building blocks in place now, right? How do you get off and running? What do you need to get going?
Well, basically, we had the first meeting and I handed out their sort of like roles, so to speak, or their areas. And I was very lucky in the sense that everybody agreed that, yes, that was right. And that everybody, you know, if they couldn't make the meeting, I said, these are the roles I've put you in. And they replied, yeah, great, that's what I wanted. So I think having analysed the people I was getting, I think I played to their strengths, so yep. which was good to see. Since then, we've had a face-to-face meeting down in London, and that was just building on what we'd already decided and the direction we want to go in. And now it's just a case of, now we've launched, it's just a case of getting that logo sorted, getting the relevant structure in place. Peter and I have just split sort of like the responsibilities between the different sections. So he's going to take certain people under his wing, and I'll take certain people under my wing, so that they've got a communication link to me or to Peter. And then obviously we can just share the load. But overall, as a committee, we're all committed to the same thing. And that's driving this wonderful association that's now been born out of the Craft Guild of Chefs into its own entity.
Yeah. And well, very exciting. Like, especially one, you know, no man is an island, right? That's a well-known cliche, but you've got some really great people to work with there, notwithstanding the people that are, you know, and the knowledge that's already within the guild itself, yeah. That I'm sure is making itself available to you as resource and knowledge and network, yeah. And understanding and all of that kind of stuff. But to put something like this together when it's not, I mean, that's the exciting time to get involved, isn't it? Like, when it's not, you've not got 10 years of background behind you, you get to kind of affect direction, yeah. Here,
yeah, and like I said before, if I'm if I'm chair for 12 months, if I'm chair for 2 years, if I'm chair for 4 years, great. But wow, what an opportunity. And that's the reason why I had no hesitation when I was asked.
Yeah.
Because immediately what came to my mind is, oh my God, you know, potentially this is history making. This is different. This is making it something work. And to have that as a legacy, I couldn't be more proud.
Yeah, no doubt. To throw into all of your other legacies as well. Yeah. Yes, but your legacy, John will be known as the busiest man in the world. There we are. But all with really credible, brilliant stuff. That's the key thing. Yeah. So let's just say, hypothetically, you and I have another conversation a year from now.
Yep.
What would you hope to have achieved within that for this new association?
Well, I would have hoped that we've got support of industry, that we've got many industry members backing us as a guild, whether that be through just endorsing us, whether that be actually pushing their staff to become members and the membership. I'm hoping that the membership will go through the roof, and it's not due for any financial aspect, but mainly to say that, yes, people want this, and to see to show the world how much passion there is for front of house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that, as a committee, we would have gone from strength to strength, and we would have started, not necessarily to have done a competition, but maybe released the competitions and the entries, that we would be starting to get that off the ground, that we might have certain education aspects sorted and organized that lecturers can go to or the industry can go to, and that we would have had at least some social occasions where we get different people from different backgrounds together on a social aspect. And we even if it's just a cheese and wine night in a certain restaurant or a certain venue, you know, to get that those different people networking. And that's the main key, is to build that network, so that people from front of house have that network of support, whether it be through the guild or whether it be just through their associate members.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that community is massively important, right? To feel like you're part of something. And I think having an association that kind of has your back, but also gives you, you know, a basis to better yourself, further yourself, but, you know, expand your network, all of these kind of things. I mean, what's not to love about any of that, especially in a time where it feels like the world just wants to rip itself apart? We should be doing more to try and bring it back together.
Correct. And I think, you know, I think the concept of, you know, here's this man sat in his house in Hyde, you know, wanting to make sure that this entity is successful, and that this entity becomes successful because it deserves to be successful, you know, and every single front of house team member out there deserves A, to be a member, but B, deserves to have us as a professional body, and to be proud of that fact. You know, if people are going to become members, I want them to wear that badge with pride and say, yes, I'm a member of the Front of House Craft Guild.
Yeah.
I don't want it just to be a 57 or whatever pound membership, and I want them to wear the badge. I want them to wear the badge with pride and say, yes, I am a member, and I'm proud to be a member, and this is what this is what our industry needs.
Yeah, totally. So what's on the radar for the first 3 months of your tenure? We'll call it a tenure.
Okay. Well, the first 3 months is A, to get it recognised, B, to get a logo sorted, obviously, in some way, shape or form, and C, to basically start building that membership and start getting certain activities, if not off the ground, but organised, ready to go. Like I say, it doesn't happen overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. So it's, you know, first 3 months. If I've got a logo and we're starting to get members in after 12 weeks from its launch, then I'm going the right direction.
Yeah. And that's all you can do, right? You've got to, as you say, Rome wasn't built in a day. You have to take the steps.
Yeah.
And follow the feedback that comes back from whatever's going on, and continually look to improve. This is why, for me, I suppose it's very similar in terms of the way you described setting up a committee. It's very similar to actually, if you could start a company tomorrow, how would you start it? Yeah. You start by bringing in people who, you know, have a skill set that you don't have, or a network in which you don't have, and so on and so forth, and you build out accordingly. And it sounds like you've set the foundational intentions really positively.
It's just like my wife said when we started our coffee business 3 years ago. She said, we need to build on your skills and make money out of your skills, to which my reply was, am I not making enough money out of my skills? Which her reply was obviously, nope.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, funny enough, I have the same conversation with my wife, actually, yeah. But there we are. No, look, I mean, it's an exciting time. I love to see organizations not sitting on their hands, you know, looking to make the world a better place, even if that sits outside of that, what, you know, we might all classify as the initial remit that the Craft Guild of Chefs set out to achieve all those many, many years ago when it first was founded. This is the whole point. Is that, you know, things have to evolve, right? And there's, for me, certainly, it seems like there is an opportunity sitting right there, as you say, to have a really focused association to just help bring community to that particular section of the industry, which is, you know, which touches every single part of the industry, doesn't it? That's the thing.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I think we called ourselves the Front of House Craft Guild. It's not, you know, it's not the restaurant team members Craft Guild. It's not the concierge Craft Guild. It's front of house. And that means that we can involve everybody that is front of house facing, that deals with that general public, that takes the orders, that makes the coffees, that sorts the bedrooms out, that takes the cases, that takes the bookings, deals with the problems. You know, no disrespect to chefs, but we are the problem solvers of the pair, because at the end of the day, we deal with the customers facing us. So, you know, we to have that support and to have that mechanism and that network will be immense for this industry. Immense.
Yeah. Yeah. And we, you know, I think we could probably all agree it does us no harm in terms of this continued push towards professionalism, you know, in terms of it being recognized on a wider basis beyond what we all know who already work here, is that, you know, the level of professionalism is incredible.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily the message that the world sees. And so anything that we can do to just keep showcasing the fact that actually what you might have heard about this industry might not be true. It certainly sounds like, you know, this does nothing but enhance the professional reputation of the industry.
Very much so. And I think it's been a long time coming. I think, you know, there's no better or worse time to start it. I think it's been, like you say, I think the rumblings have been happening for a few years now through the Craft Guild of Chefs, and, you know, the conversation that was had by the great Peter Avis last year at the Craft Guild of Chefs Accredited Colleges Conference, which was the first one, was right. But we should have something to do with front of house. And I think after that, I think the drums started beating faster, and that's when it came out, well, yeah, we need to do this. And you know, fair play to Andrew Green and Mark and the team and the committee that have acknowledged that and have given me this amazing opportunity.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'm going to ask you a question which wasn't on the list, so please take a moment to think about it if you need to, but which is that, looking at what the Craft Guild of Chefs is and what it stands for, what do you hope that the front of house Craft Guild will be able to emulate that they're already achieving?
Well, I hope that we will emulate that professional body status. I'm hoping that we will emulate a professional association, a professional body for our members. I'm hoping that we will become as well known, touch wood, if not more well known than the Craft Guild of Chefs. But not that there's any friendly competition there, but
no.
It's, you know, it, I think also the fact that we'll be able to, in time, stand on our own two feet, and we will always recognize the fact that we're born out of the Craft Guild of Chefs. It'll be like a little child at some point in time will want to fly the nest and stand on its own two feet, but still have that link back. So it's, you know, we're not saying that we're going to part ways, but we will become recognized for our own right, for what we are.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that would be the main aspect of where I want it to sort of like grow to, you know, be recognized. We're out of the Craft Guild of Chefs. We're still part of the Craft Guild of Chefs, but we are our own entity as well. And that we can stand on our own 2 feet and be recognized for the professional aspect that we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Craft Guild of Chefs is like the friendly uncle at the moment, but ultimately you want to be rival siblings. Not rival.
That's yeah, in the nicest sense of the word, yes. I think we need to be. I think at the moment the Craft Guild is mum and dad put together, and then we want to become that aspect of just being the best of partners, really. And which, in time, the Craft Guild of Chefs will be our strength, and we will be theirs as well.
Mm.
So it will marry, and we'll become partners in an industry that is just outstanding, and it'll just be even more outstanding with this association.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's already an inordinate amount of amazing people that are involved with the Craft Guild of Chefs. There's already an inordinate amount of brilliant people that you've managed to get on board to get this off and running as well. So certainly from the outside looking in, it feels like things are set with the right intention and the right focus. You know, the world is your oyster, as it were.
Potentially. But we just need to get it right and not run before we can walk. And I think that's the key, is just making sure that we do it right for our members and our future members, that it's set off on the right path and the right direction, rather than getting 3-4 months down the line and going, scrap that, start again.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather 6 months down the line and as being probably only progressed a little bit and doing it right, and 6 months down the line and rushing into things and going, just a minute.
Yeah,
Let's strip that back a bit. We're running before we can walk here. That shouldn't have happened. Oh, that was miscommunicated, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Totally. Well, look, I think it's a fantastic, exciting evolution of the Craft Guild. And I'll certainly be watching with very, very keen eyes. And obviously, it goes without saying, if I can ever assist in any way, just reach out. Although I probably shouldn't say that in a public forum, to be honest. But from anybody who's listening to this, who's thinking, yeah, I'd love to get involved with that or learn more or whatever, what would you say to them? What's the best way for them to get in contact?
I think the best way to get in contact is obviously send them a question or a message through to the Craft Guild of Chefs, and they'll feed it back to myself, I'm sure. In time, obviously, I'll probably have an email address for the Front of House Craft Guild that will be put out there. But, you know, more than happy to have any conversation, any collaboration, any involvement. And in fact, the news went out this morning on the Craft Guild of Chefs website. Obviously, it's gone out on LinkedIn. It's gone out on Instagram. And I've already had 4 messages on my LinkedIn account.
Superb.
So it's I've also had a meeting with a colleague up in Kendal who wants to be part of it and wants to spread the word. And then I've had another I've had six WhatsApp messages from different people I know.
Superb.
Tell me more.
So,
you know, it's we've had a committee meeting this morning. You know, we've talked about that aspect of getting the word out there, so they'll be following it through, and just a case of getting that coverage now and saying to the people, yes, you can join, it's early days, but yes, you can become a member, but just be patient with us.
Yeah.
Please join, please become a member, but just be patient with us just for the first few months, just while we get certain things ticked off and off the ground and professional association and memorandums set up and everything else like that. So, but we have to launch at some point.
Yeah. Well, and as somebody once said to me, you know, if you're launching something, don't worry about perfection, work towards that, but don't let that get in the way of why you're getting it off the ground in the first place. Just get it launched and worry about perfection later.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. It's getting it launched, getting people to know that it's happening and getting people to understand that it's happening so that they can then say, make their own conscious decision of whether they want to be part of the journey or not.
Yeah. Absolutely. Good stuff. Right. Well, look, thank you so much for spending time, especially if you've on the back of a committee meeting already today well. So you're keeping yourself busy. That's a surprise. I could not think of a better man for this job to get it off the ground. A more passionate person about this industry I have yet to meet. So I congratulate you on the new role, but also congratulate the Craft Guild for appointing you as well. I think it's a match made in heaven, and I'll certainly be watching with very keen eyes as to your progress.
I'll try and keep myself busy as well, because I'm actually now national chair of PACE as well. So,
you're just full of surprises that are not a surprise in the end. But thanks so much, John, and wish you all the very best.
Okay, thanks, Bill, and thanks for your time today. And it's been an honour and a pleasure.
Good man. Cheers.
Thank you.
Well, that was a cracking conversation with John. Thoughtful, purposeful, and genuinely important for our industry. The launch of the Front of House Craft Guild feels like a real step forward for pride and professionalism in hospitality. Huge thanks to John for sharing his time and vision. We'll of course be back soon. Until then, take care, and we'll catch you next time.